The county council meeting Wednesday at the Rich and Services Building starts its formal agenda at 4:35, and among the items, they will vote on the increased tax rates for the municipal fund, which supplies urban-type services for county areas, and for service area number 6, which services roads and subdivisions, mostly in Snyderville. Following that expected approval, opponents have a 5-day period to indicate if they will file a protest petition. Last year, a petition drive stalled the same 2 tax increases and required that they go on the ballot. The county council nullified those 2 tax increases and implemented 2 new proposals in their 2013 budget, but have not spent from those increases yet. County Manager Bob Jasper said the petition drive last year provoked some controversy.
And you know, last time they didn't have enough signatures and they threatened to sue us because there was a holiday in there, and we backed off and said, all right, we'll give you the extra time due to the holiday. And then they came in with, I don't know, someone in the paper said that they had 5,000 signatures last time. They didn't. It was 1,200 and something, just barely enough. And I would say we had people come in afterwards asking to withdraw their names, and there was no legal way to withdraw their names.
A public hearing last week mostly brought out criticism. Jasper said it's an indicator of a national culture war.
There were people there, not as many as last year. Their complaints and gripes about taxes, I guess I understand. At one point, Roger asked for specifics rather than just cut taxes. Where should we cut? And that didn't end up well. It was kind of people got angry in the process, but it.
And a letter to the editor.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one thing to just say we don't want to pay. It's another thing to say, well, we're okay if you reduce services here or reduce services there. There were no specifics.
He said the criticism at the hearing even got a little personal.
One of them got up and said, I never returned calls. And then I think Claudia asked, well, have you ever called? And they had not called. And I'd like to say to your listeners, I may not get to it the same day, particularly during this fire season. I was rather busy, but I always return calls, or someone returns calls, and most of the time it's me if they're calling me directly. And then our budget information is totally online. You can get on the web and you can download anything you want, because there was a comment, well, they could not specifically say where we should cut, but that's because they hadn't had the chance to see the budget. Well, it's available to everybody. I think it's a lot harder for people to identify what services may be a lower priority than it is just to say, well, cut taxes.
County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.